Hugo Jai is our UK correspondent. Hello, Hugo.
Good morning, Catherine.
Your lockdown is beginning to ease, but the case numbers daily are still coming in, Hugo.
Yeah, absolutely. We're now got more cases, more new cases of coronavirus confirmed every day than anywhere else in Europe. Still running at today, I think it was 1,600 confirmed cases. But nonetheless, the lockdown is starting to ease this week. There's been a relaxation on the rules for socialising. Six people now are allowed to get together as long as it's outside. Until this week, it was just two. More schools have opened this week. More shops are starting to open this week. There's obviously enormous ongoing public debate. A lot of people worried that maybe the UK may be moving too fast compared to other countries. But at the same time, of course, like everywhere, deep worries about the ongoing economic damage of the lockdown. And some within the ruling Conservative Party want Boris Johnson to go even quicker with reopening the economy. So it's, as I say, a real live debate and a real bind for the government, as it is in every country. But the UK in maybe a slightly worse situation right now than most other countries in the Western world.
Well, one of the highest tallies, regrettably, in raw numbers, and also by population, I think. The reopening of Parliament, because as these hard decisions get made, of course, many countries have been going with their democratic institutions at half pace. What's happening with Parliament there?
Yeah, absolutely. Up until this week, Parliament has been, as you say, half pace. Virtual debates, MPs using Zoom to access the House of Commons chamber. That's now ended. Government ministers have said that if they're asking workers to go back to their workplaces, then MPs should be in their workplace, the House of Commons. And indeed, the virtual debates have not exactly been trouble-free. The usual sort of glitches that we all experience from video conferencing have been plaguing the democratic process. But the problem is, voting in person while social distancing has proved to be an absolute nightmare. MPs are forming a queue literally a mile long around all of the corridors in the Victorian Palace of Westminster. And of course, any MPs who are particularly vulnerable, who are elderly or have pre-existing conditions, or indeed are caring for family members, aren't able to participate in Parliament at all because they feel it's too dangerous for them to travel into London. So that's been another big point of contention. The government has climbed down and says it is going to allow virtual Parliament, but only for those vulnerable MPs who can't attend in person. But those mile-long queues to vote are still going to be stacking up, it seems.
In the meantime, the situation in Hong Kong becoming more and more serious and concerning. And what has been the UK's response?
Well, the UK, many in the UK feel a particular responsibility for Hong Kong because of its past, because it was, of course, a British colony for 100 years, and because the UK and China jointly agreed to guarantee Hong Kong's future and its autonomy, which now looks like it's under threat from the actions of the Chinese government. So the move that Boris Johnson has announced is that those Hong Kongers who signed up to keep their British nationality in 1997 will now have expanded residency rights. They're going to be able to come here to the UK to work and ultimately to settle and to become full-blown citizens. This is mostly symbolic. There are 3 million people who in Hong Kong who are eligible. It's not likely that anywhere near 3 million people from Hong Kong are about to move to the UK, COVID or no COVID. But it's a symbolic move that is intended to show the UK's commitment to Hong Kong, but unsurprisingly, it has set up a confrontation with China, which regards this as meddling in its internal affairs, perhaps unsurprisingly.
And finally today, it's a long, long-running story, but it looks like there has been a significant development in the Madeleine McCann case.
It looks like it. Yeah, this is brand new breaking news that we've just heard in the last couple of hours. The police forces of the UK and Portugal, which is where Madeleine McCann was apparently kidnapped in 2007 while on holiday with her family, and the police force in Germany have announced a major joint investigation. They have identified a suspect, a 43-year-old German man who's currently serving a jail sentence on an unrelated matter, is now the number one suspect in the abduction of Madeleine McCann. We've been here before. This is not the first time there has been an apparent breakthrough in this case. This is not the first suspect there's been, but it is the first major breakthrough for many years. As I said, this is a case that's been going on tragically for 13 years with no resolution for Madeleine's family. There's, of course, absolutely no guarantees that this case is about to be solved, but it's looking closer. The news is looking better in terms of finally getting a resolution than it has done for many years now.
It's often been private investigators, hasn't it, or former police here or there who have spoken up with theories. This is at a much more official level that inquiries are underway. Have her parents spoken in response at all in the last couple of hours?
Her parents have, yes. They say they are pleased, taking nothing for granted, but they've always said they'll never give up hope of finding Madeleine alive. What they say tonight is, whatever the outcome may be, we need to know, as we need to find peace. They've absolutely welcomed the news that there may be a breakthrough, though, as everyone else is, not taking anything for granted in terms of how far this will go.
Thank you, Hugo Jaya, UK correspondent today.